Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, pretty tough and sad morning for marathon runners all round, really.
It is a very sad day in Boston, Fran, but there is some happy news, at least for Australians, that Lee Troop, the Australian Olympic marathon runner, and members of his Boulder track team, now he's based in the USA at the moment, they've all been accounted for. That was via his wife on Facebook just a few moments ago. And on to Australian football, where it's a big day for Essendon coach James Hirt. He's fronting ASADA, the anti-doping agency. He gets his chance to tell his story to the investigators, a chance he's been waiting for since last week. And what a story it has to be, because it's not only the allegations from sports scientist Steve Denk that he injected Hurd with substances banned for athletes last year, but there's also all the alleged irregularities and wrongdoing involved in the Bombers supplements plan. What's pretty clear is that the ASADA doesn't have much hard evidence, just a lot of what is called intelligence. So these interviews with Hurd and the rest of the leadership group will be pivotal to just where the whole investigation ends up. From the outset, Essendon people have maintained they have a paper trail to prove they did nothing wrong, and the reason they got rid of Dank was because of the bills he was running up. Steve Dank continues to insist he never gave a banned drug to any footballer of any persuasion, either AFL or rugby league. In fact, he claims the things he did give were approved by ASADA, and it'll be interesting to see if he's got that paper trail. Essendon has another issue to deal with today. Paddy Ryder and Nick Comer both reported for rough conduct. Ryder will miss 3 weeks with an early plea, and Comer too. In netball, Queensland defeated New South Wales in their Trans-Tasman League match last night, 61-53. The match, a bit closer than that scoreline suggests. Nevertheless, the Firebirds remain undefeated and atop the ladder on 8 points, followed by Melbourne, Adelaide and, from across the Tasman, Waikato Bay of Plenty. In soccer, they were handing out the baubles last night ahead of this weekend's A-League Grand Final between the Central Coast and Western Sydney, and the most coveted medal, the one named after Johnny Warren, went to Melbourne Victory's Marco Rojas. He received 908 votes, and that's nearly twice that of the second-placed player Alessandro Del Piero, and Rojas also won the Young Footballer of the Year award. In rugby league, Ricky Stewart's been fined $10,000 for the gobful he gave the referees after Parramatta lost to the Gold Coast on the weekend. And of course, rugby league brings us back to ASADA stuff, and Paul Gallen is using this Friday's Anzac test in Canberra against New Zealand as a bit of a break from all the performance-enhancing allegations going on at Cronulla Sutherland. And there's plenty of other stuff going on in the Shire too. The club's new CEO, Bruno Cullen, has had to remind members of the various rules and regulations in relation to the upcoming board elections. Apparently one group has been using images of a couple of players on its propaganda material. And just recapping, lest anyone has missed it, and check your pulse if you have, Adam Scott won the US Masters yesterday at Augusta National. He's the first Australian to win this tournament that started way back in 1934. And in rugby union, the Melbourne outfit, the Rebels, are going through a tough time on and off the field. A CEO has departed, and now the coach has been told he has to reapply for his job. Whether Damien Hill does now becomes problematic. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.
Good on you, Warwick. Thanks very much. You're listening to RM Breakfast, and it's 13 minutes to 8.